Hello everyone, this is Jake Gross. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to change the shell of Windows NT 4.0 to look like Windows NT 3.x. I already have the VM running, and I haven't pressed Control Delete yet. So I'm going to just do a send Control Delete. F10. Or not, I'll just do Control Delete in the VM, I guess.
Secure desktop.
Windows type.
Windows NT 4.0 VMware Workstation 12 player. Non-commercial use only.
Because, F10 wasn't working. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of the version of VMware I'm using. And this, I haven't changed the volume in this NT VM because I just re-uploaded it. And now it includes menu and dialog reader as the default screen reader. And that's in this screen reader package, but besides VitaVoice, includes TrueVoice, ONH, and Microsoft TTS. Anyway, so the screen reader loaded.
List. Three page tab list. Start press CTRL plus CSC push button.
Now this is their standard Windows Explorer, so we're all used to.
Menu pop up. Probe. Question. Document settings.
Even if the start menu doesn't.
Control settings. Printer task. Set dot disabled dot find submit files or folk computer people dot on the internet files. Help press H.
We're all used to that start menu.
List.
Now we need to go in the registry to edit something.
Run type R E G T. My computer level 0 expanded.
Now so you have to go to HK local machine, software, Microsoft, Windows NT, current version, win logon. Now I need to press tab.
List.
Press S until I hear shell.
Shell.
Enter.
Edit string that FE. FE period. R period.
Now I need to delete Explorer and replace that with Progman.
Shell list item.
Now.
List. Shut down Windows. Are you sure you want to? Shut down the computer. Press S. Are you sure you want to? Restart the computer. Press R radio button checked.
Now I'm going to reboot. And just to let you know that once you get in this new shell, you will have no program groups at all. So the screen reader will not load. So I have to enter the path manually to load it. My XP box is running because you probably can hear. I'm gonna turn it off since I'm not really using it right now. My CPU, my current system sped up, I think. And the older machine shut down.
Windows empty pane.
Looks like I'll have to
Windows empty
actually
VMware power Windows empty audacity.
Power off, pane. Insert the VMware manually, which happens sometimes.
VMware Windows empty well play workspace pressed unavailable pane.
And admittedly, on the NVIDIA remote situation, I actually just decided that, you know, the situation wasn't because didn't make NVIDIA remote an unsafe piece of software, just the way it was used. So, because I finally decided to reinstall a remote and I use it to control my desktop with my laptop from school when I'm on a free period or whatever. Because sometimes I know I can't. The thing is, my school blocks a lot of websites, like the Wayback Machine included. So I use the internet connection from my home computer to browse websites and stuff. So, let's see. Moving a thumb drive. Let's see. There we go.
On that Windows pane.
Okay.
Windows.
Okay.
Pane. Secure desk.
Windows sign in dialog box.
Windows MT 4.0 VMware Workstation 12 player. Non-commercial use only.
Okay, so now I have no screen reader running. And I press Alt F to go to the file menu, R. Now I need to type the path to the program. So it's quote C colon backslash program. Wait, I spelled that wrong. Files backslash MDR dot exe another quote, press enter, and the screen reader should have loaded. Press alt key to confirm that.
File submenu, press set.
Yep, we have a screen reader in this shell, so you have some way to use it. Now let's look, like, I don't have anything. Now let's look at the menu structure.
New dot dot dot. Press
new.
N. Disabled open enter. Press O disabled.
Open.
Disabled move dot dot dot. Disabled copy. Disabled delete. Disabled prop. Run dot dot dot. Log off dot dot. Shutdown dot. New dot dot dot. Press N. File sub option. Auto arrange. Check. Minimize unused. Press save settings on. Save settings. Auto arrange. Minimize unused. Options. Windows sub. Cascade S. Tile S. Arrange. Cascade. Type. Arrange. I. Windows sub. Helps. Content. Search for how to use help. About program manage. Contents. Press C. Help sub menu. Press H.
Now, I also noticed that. Let me actually try installing a 16-bit app and see how it works with the shell.
Virtual machine proxy connect. QSISO browse press. Drop I 500 to keep this. Level 2 local. Level 3 wind with Ugrip. Perflow up MMM Intel Pro Scapex. Let Raylan VMware collapse. My utilities. Items. Win 98 ISO. Win app ISO. Virtual compatible. Okay. Win. Pain.
Now.
New dot dot. Run combo box. D, Colt, S, E, T, U.
We didn't auto run, so I'll press enter.
Combo box.
Or,
D.
Wait.
Window M. Birch proxy D, connect at power up, connect, checked.
Oh, it's not connected, that's why.
Help, capo came, whip, pain.
Still doesn't auto run.
Dot dot dot.
Though.
Run combo box D, colon, S, E, U, T. Setup, setup, will in, setup, setup.
It's doing its thing.
Setup, setup is finished. Windows must be restarted. No.
No. Now.
File submenu, press set.
op, Windows op, auto arrange, save setting, save, minimize, auto arrange, shift options, submenu, press O, 5, op, Windows, Cascade S4S Technologies, common, check, press 4, 3 early media rack, common, press 3, 2 bundled applications, 1 optional applications, common, press 1.
Now, I can't really, it's not reading the items either. Don't know why, but it's just weird. But I can press N. Press Enter. Or not.
Don't Windows NT lock. File submenu. Press
or they're not there. I have no idea what's going on, but I don't know.
Winchum enabled checked.
Well, that worked.
File submenu, press F. File submenu, press F. File submenu, press F. Edit, this is Willow Pop.
That now works.
File submenu. File submenu, press F. File submenu, press.
I'm doing that, just a, came on the alt tab because it's like. This is a different interface, but let's show you what the exit dialog looks like.
Windows NT log off, press cell radio button check.
Log off.
Shut down. Shut down and restart.
Shut down and restart. Like, now it's just called restart. Back then it was shut down and restart.
Log off, shut down, press S radio button checked.
And I guess I'll shut this thing down. What's that? Oh, there's a tractor outside that's really bassy. I was wondering what that. There's something outside.
Windows MT 4.0 VMware workstation. VM power up Windows MT 4.0 on that.
So that pretty much concludes this little recording. So my contact information is on my page, so, and also in a lot of other recordings I've done. So I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Bye.
Audacity panel, track view table, track 1 row not selected, 1 of 1.